Funding for this program was provided by the Annenberg CPB Project. Additional funding is provided by the Stratford Foundation, the Arthur Vining Davis Foundations, Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, George I. Alden Trust, and Alfred E. Chase Charity Foundation. This program is a story to help you learn English. It is a course with video episodes and books. Each video episode has three parts. Watch the program. Read your book. Discuss the program and connect with English.
Day 4. What a night. My car broke down.
Hello? Yo. Hey.
Hello, we need a phone. We have car trouble.
Where's she going?
Oh. Hello.
Great. Now what?
Excuse me, we need a phone. We're having car trouble.
We're closed.
We realize that, but it'll only take a few minutes.
What is the problem?
I need to call a mechanic. Do you know of any around here?
Joe's Auto Repair is the closest.
Well, do you have a phone number by any chance?
Pete's sake, just a second.
Do you think anyone will be at Joe's garage?
Let's just take it one step at a time, okay?
Here it is, Joe's Auto Repair.
Could I use your phone?
Okay. Make it snappy, though, and go around back. Phone's on the wall.
Hi. Listen, is there a chance maybe I can get something to eat before you close?
No. Grill's turned off.
Sure it's windy, huh?
It's always windy out here.
God. Did you find the phone yet? Yes, but I'm not getting it. Oh, it's ringing.
No, it's an answering.
You've reached Joe's Auto Repair. We're open from 7 to 4, Monday through Friday. If this is an emergency, please leave a short message, including the location of your car. Thank you for calling.
This is Rebecca Casey. My car broke down in... Where are we?
You're in Iron Mount. Jesse's hamburger stand.
In Iron Mount. It's near the Sundowner Motel. It's a gray Delta 88 Oldsmobile. With Massachusetts license plates. Would you please send a tow truck? Nobody was there. I got an answering machine. Do you think that Joe will get the message tonight?
I don't know if Joe picks up his messages at night or not. Your best bet's just to call him back in the morning.
She's right.
I guess I'll need a place to stay tonight. Are there any motels around here?
Only place that's open out here is a Starlight Lodge.
Follow me. I go right by.
Lots of trucks. I hope they have a room.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Get my suitcase.
Are you gonna stay here too?
Where else am I gonna stay? It's got the rain, huh? How you doing?
Hello. Just one second, please. Scratch card. Today could be my lucky day. Never any good luck here when it rains.
Do you have any rooms available?
Hey, you're the lucky couple. I just had a cancellation. You and the missus can have that room. $39.95 a night in advance.
You don't understand. We're not together. I mean, we're not a couple. That's why I said rooms, because we need two rooms.
You're not a couple.
Is there another room available?
No, sorry.
You go ahead and take the room.
No, I'm not going to do this.
Are there any other motels near here?
The closest one is an hour and a half south.
Well, I'm headed north. How about north of here?
Nothing closer than 2 hours.
1 minute. I'll sleep in my car.
No,
hey,
I don't...
it's not the first time.
No, but it's not right.
I'll be fine.
Why don't I just sleep in the car?
No way.
I don't want to give you any more trouble.
It's out of the question.
Really? I can sleep in the car.
Right, enough of this. Enough of this. Look. It's my car. I've slept in it before. I'll sleep in it again.
Are you sure?
Absolutely sure.
Thanks.
She'll take the room.
You'll need to register. If you'll just fill this out, please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you take credit cards?
We take plastic, traveler's checks, dollars, pesos, whatever, as long as you have a driver's license.
I have.
Do you serve food?
Sorry, all we have is a candy machine.
Okay, thanks. do you have anything larger? I'd like to dry both hands tonight.
Here, sorry. Take some more. Another kind of tiny.
Thanks.
And you are in room 4.
Great.
All right. Thanks.
2, 3. Here it is. 4.
You gonna be all right here?
I think so. Let me take a look at the room. Oh, where's the light switch?
Here, I'll get it. It's not too bad.
Ugh, it's not the Ritz, but it'll be fine.
Can I borrow a blanket?
Oh, of course.
It's gonna make that car a little more comfortable, you know?
By the way, how's your head? Every time I think about that car hood falling on your head.
Don't remind me. Do you have an aspirin?
Here.
And I probably need a glass of water.
Oh, sure, sorry. Plastic. Oh, water. There.
Thanks.
Thanks for everything. And I'm gonna get up early tomorrow and call the garage about my car.
That's probably a good idea. Well, thanks and good night. I'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for all your help.
Yeah, no problem. Buddy. Excuse me.
What are you doing out here?
Do you mind keeping it down?
What?
I'm trying to sleep.
Why don't you pay for a room like everybody else?
Don't you think I already tried that? There aren't any more rooms.
Well, I have to fix this truck. If I don't, I lose a day's pay.
Hey, how long is this gonna take?
How the hell should I know?
Can't it wait till morning?
Hey, buddy, this is a free country, you know. I can do whatever I want, whenever I want. If you don't like it, move.
I can't believe this.
Alberto?
Now, let's review and discuss the story.
Rebecca called and tried to contact someone, a mechanic or someone.
Excuse me, we need a phone. We're having car trouble.
She took the telephone. She tried, but nobody was there.
Nobody was there. I got an answering machine.
So it's late night, and they have to look for a place to stay.
It's a truckers motel, and there is only one room.
Do you have any rooms available?
Hey, you're the lucky couple.
We're not a couple. That's why I said rooms.
I think they look with each other, and they said, well, we are not married.
And then Alberto said, okay, you take the room, I'll sleep in the car.
You go ahead and take the room. I'll sleep in my car.
No,
hey,
I don't...
It's not the first time.
He must be just a nice guy.
Yeah. Rebecca feels bad that Alberto has to sleep in the car, so she gives him a blanket.
Can't it wait till morning?
Hey, buddy, this is a free country, you know. I can do whatever I want, whenever I want. If you don't like it, move.
The truck driver said it's a free country, meaning that you can do whatever you want. So if you wanted to make noise, you could make noise, because this is a free country,
yeah,
so
I
you
remember.
Make noise.
Well, it is, I think, so it is free, but under the condition that you're not affecting other people.
That's right. I remember about this, talking about free country. We in the Middle East don't have the letter P, so we have B. So I remember once a guy in San Francisco, he asked a lady, can I bark here? She said, sure, this is a free country, bark wherever you want. Mm-hmm. What he meant is park.
Day 5. Morning comes to the desert. The rain has stopped.
Joe's Auto Repair. This is Joe speaking. What can I do for you?
This is Rebecca Casey. Listen, I left you a message last night about my car.
It's sitting right here.
Great. Do you know what the problem is?
Not yet. It'll take a couple hours.
A couple of hours? I have a long trip ahead of me.
I just got it in. Call me back in a couple of hours.
I'll call back in 2 hours. Is that okay?
All right.
What is that? Oh, come on in. Hey, you're still here. I wanted to bring you a pillow last night. I thought you'd left.
Oh, really? Oh, man, I'm sorry. A truck driver came up and pulled next to me, and he was making too much noise, so I went on the other side of the motel.
I'm glad you didn't leave.
May I ask you a favor?
Of course.
Can I use your shower?
Oh, yeah, sure.
My back's really stiff, and I think a hot shower would...
Yeah, go right ahead. All the other towels are wet. This is the only one that's dry. Sorry.
It's fine.
Okay. So what's happening with your car?
Oh, it's at Joe's Auto Repair.
Really? Does he know what's wrong with it?
No, not yet. I have to call back in 2 hours.
Oh, you know you should be careful. Sometimes those mechanics don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, but I'm at his mercy. Listen, I don't want to bother you anymore, so I'm just going to take a taxi over to the garage. Thank you for everything yesterday.
Hey, I was glad to help. You don't have to take a taxi. I'll drive you over there. Just wait till I'm done showering.
Oh, it's really not necessary. Thank you again. Bye. Excuse me. Hello?
I'm sorry. How are you today, ma'am?
Fine, thank you. I need to get a taxi as soon as possible.
A taxi?
I need to go over to Joe's Auto Repair.
The nearest taxi is in Indio, at least an hour away.
Oh, come on.
Honest.
Well, how can I get over to the garage?
Why don't you thumb a ride with one of our truckers?
Hitchhike?
Well, sure. I'll ask around, see who's going.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that it's safe, but thanks anyway.
Well, suit yourself. What about your friend, the guy who slept in the car?
Hey.
Hey.
Still here, huh? Where's your taxi?
This is embarrassing. but I tried to get a taxi over to the garage and there aren't any. And I hate to ask, but could you drop me off there?
I don't know, Rebecca. Sure.
Right.
I'd be happy to take you. Look, I'm starving. Let's get a bite to eat, okay?
Well, we should go over there, don't you think?
The garage said 2 hours, right?
Yeah, I guess there's no rush.
Desert Center Cafe?
You don't have a choice. I don't know about you, but I need to eat. I'm starving. Aren't you hungry?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I'm pretty hungry.
So where exactly are you going?
California. San Francisco.
You're kidding.
No. Why do you think I'm kidding?
Because I'm from San Francisco. That's where I live.
Really? What a coincidence.
Isn't it?
Small world.
So what are you gonna do in San Francisco?
I got accepted to the San Francisco College of Music.
Oh. And what do you want to do when you finish music school?
Well, I hope to be a songwriter.
What kind of songs do you write?
Folk and pop, with a little jazz influence.
I can't believe you're moving to San Francisco.
I know. Alberto, do you know what this is?
That is a dream catcher.
What's a dream catcher?
Well, according to Native American legend, if you place a dream catcher over your bed at night,
uh-huh.
It catches all the bad dreams. And it lets in only the good ones.
Wonderful. We all need a dream catcher in our lives.
Let's see. Parts. Paper. And, oh yeah, there's the towing.
I had hoped to be on my way to San Francisco by now. Feels like a bad dream.
Yeah, where's that dream catcher when you need one?
Well, we have two problems. First, I need your okay on this before I can go ahead with the work. Sign right here. And second, I have the fuel pump, I think. Excuse me.
Oh, sorry. Calm
down. Got it right here. But I don't have the right gasket. I'll have to send out for one.
Send out? Where?
Well, I usually get my parts from a place in Mesa.
How long will that take?
I was about to say, but it'll take at least a day or two, and that's if they have what I need.
And what'll the whole thing cost?
Well, let me check the price of the gasket. Let me see. Around $520.
Oh, no.
And I notice there's a problem with the steering. Tie rods, I'm afraid.
Well, is it something that can wait? I mean, can I wait till I get to San Francisco?
You shouldn't take a chance with your steering.
He's right.
And how much will that cost?
Off the top of my head, another $250 to
$300. I need to think about this.
You want my advice? Let him fix it.
I need to think about this. Give me a few minutes.
How long will it take your girlfriend to make up her mind?
She's not my girlfriend. She's just a friend, and I'm sure she'll make a decision.
So, what do you want to do?
I don't have $800 to spend on that car. I have to sell it. Is there any chance that you would buy it for me?
Buy your car?
Yeah, how are you going to get back to...
With the money, I can take a bus to San Francisco. It's not a bad car. I mean, my father paid a lot of money for that car a few weeks ago. I'm sure you could sell it for a decent price after you fix it up.
Well, there isn't much demand for cars like that around here. People around here want mostly pickups.
I'm sure you could sell it to somebody. Do you want to make me an offer?
Well, I suppose I could sell it for parts. I'll give you $300.
$300? It's worth $1,000 at least.
Okay. How about $400?
It's yours for $700.
Yeah, five is as high as I can go.
You know, it's worth a lot more than that. Come on.
$5.75.
Okay, $5.50. Lord knows it's my good deed for the day.
$5.50 sold. Now, are there any buses to San Francisco around here?
Yep. Greyhound bus stops in Indio. Okay. Right down Route 10, about a half hour from here. One bus a day. It leaves at 2.
So now it's 11 o'clock.
Plenty of time to make the bus.
Do you mind driving me?
Of course not. I'll have you there by 2.
Thanks. I guess I should get all my things out of my car.
Yeah.
One last thing. Title to the car. You have to sign it over to me. The name is Joe Stewart. That's S-T-E-W-A-R-D.
Thanks for everything.
No problem. Here are your plates.
Yeah, thanks.
Here you go.
So, you ready to go?
Yeah. I feel really embarrassed. You're driving me to my next destination. I feel like you've become my taxi driver.
If I were a taxi, you couldn't afford me.
I don't know how I can ever thank you.
Get it. Listen, I was thinking, we're going to the same place, and I didn't think of this before.
I beg your pardon?
We're going to the same place, right?
Yes.
Well, why don't we ride together? We'll drive straight through.
No, I appreciate the generous offer, but I don't think so. I think I better take a bus.
Come on, it makes perfectly good sense.
Alberto, I think I should take the bus.
But, you know, but why are you spending the money?
The bus...
Right, now, let's review and discuss the story.
In the morning, she tried to call a taxi.
I need to get a taxi as soon as possible.
A taxi?
I need to go over to Joe's auto repair.
The nearest taxi is in Indio, at least an hour away.
But there's no taxi, you know, in the middle of nowhere.
This is embarrassing, but I tried to get a taxi over to the garage and there aren't any.
I'd be happy to take you.
They drive to this little town where there are only some houses and a little restaurant. They are very, very hungry.
And then they had breakfast.
They saw this Native American dream catcher.
Alberto, do you know what this is?
That is a dream catcher.
It looks really like a cobweb. Mm-hmm. And it has feathers and things.
If you place a dream catcher over your bed at night, uh-huh. It catches all the bad dreams.
It's supposed to catch... All the bad dreams.
Just the bad dreams.
The bad dreams.
And what about the good dream?
So the good dreams stay.
Oh.
A lot of things are wrong with the car.
And I notice there's a problem with the steering.
She thinks and thinks and thinks. And then she decides she would sell the car to buy the ticket to go to California.
I have to sell it.
How are you going to get back to...
With the money, I can take a bus to San Francisco.
I think it's a good idea for Rebecca to sell her car.
I think the car has so many problems, she didn't have any choice.
There's so many problems with the car, and you never know where and when the car is going to break down again, and you never know if Alberto will be there again.
She has options now. She has Alberto to give her a ride. She can take the bus. And also, she doesn't really need a car in San Francisco all that much. So she might as well sell it.
A figura kifejezze az életet és a
szépséget. Ott lebegetni, amikor tündéri nőnek az alakja. Ilyet csak
álmodni. A szobor misztikusan gyönyörű.
Az arc nincs. csak a maga édekarca hiányzik a szoborban. A modell maga az erő és az egész.
Alkotója beleszeret a lányba, aki megihlette, s akiről nem is sejti, hogy évek óta béna. Jávor Pál, Tolnai Klári.
Járni akarok!
Tóparti látomás. Húsvét vasárnap 15:35 az M2 műsorán.